Flat Stanley by Jeff Brown.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The Big Bulletin Board.
Breakfast was ready. "I will go and wake the boys," Mrs. Lambchop said to her husband, George Lambchop. Just then their younger son, Arthur, called from the bedroom he shared with his brother Stanley in their New York home. "Hey! Come and look! Hey!" Mr. and Mrs. Lambchop were both very much in favor of politeness and careful speech. "Hay is for horses, Arthur, not people," Mr. Lambchop said as they entered the bedroom. "Try to remember that." "Excuse me," Arthur said, "but look!" He pointed to Stanley's bed. Across it lay the enormous bulletin board that Mr. Lambchop had given the boys a Christmas ago, so that they could pin up pictures and messages and maps. It had fallen during the night on top of Stanley. But Stanley was not hurt. In fact, he would still have been sleeping if he had not been woken by his brother's shout. "What's going on here?" he called out cheerfully from beneath the enormous board. Mr. and Mrs. Lambchop hurried to lift it from the bed. "Heavens," said Mrs. Lambchop. "Gosh," said Arthur, "Stanley's flat."
"As a pancake," said Mr. Lambchop. "Darndest thing I've ever seen."